Hey there. I'm going to talk to you a little bit about some things that shape my perspective and my outlook. I've got in the title three, but we'll see. I might actually go off into a couple more. We'll see. It's a podcast. It's not, there are no scripts with this, so, or notes for that matter. So, this comes off of a live that we did on Instagram last night where we ended up talking about, genuine self-confidence. And I started to go into some things, one with like the daily routine that I do and how I start my day and like looking into the mirror and, having genuine, like how to actually have genuine confidence, because that's what all this stuff, guys, like you think of health and fitness, you think of body positivity, you think of self-love. I think all of it really stems from having actual confidence in yourself. And once you have that, then you're able to work at life at more of an inside out perspective, whereas the things that you think really impact the actions that you do and how you are in the world. But I got into a couple of things, and one of which is just how people's perception of me in public and what it was, because I've talked about this before, and it can be a bit of an emotional topic, but it was having Rachel in the chat last night. And Rachel is somebody that I grew up with. Like she knows, how people perceive me in the day to day, and is now kind of seeing how things are perceived online. So like in the conversations that I had following that last night, I had a lot of thank yous for like, sharing that. Like people, it's really funny. Like, they're like, well, you come off this way. Like, it's so refreshing to see that, you're vulnerable and you have stuff too. Which I do. But we'll get into that. I do. There is actually an order I can take this in, and it'll make a lot. I think it'll make a lot of sense when we get into it. But like the things that help shape my perspective, number one is overly, and I realize how dramatic this sounds, is that I'm alive. I was born. The CP was caused because I was born premature. I was born 3 months premature, and my parents, actually, about a year before I was born, were to have another child. Literally from like same exact like same scenario, born premature, and he lived 3 days, and that was it. So like, to realize from an early age, like you were in a circumstance that somebody else was in and they didn't make it and you did, like you just it really is. And again, this is probably gonna sound a little cliche, but literally like everything else is a bonus, right? Like it is. So that shapes from like that's just that's kind of like a that's something I can always come back to and remember. The second part of this, because growing up with a very noticeable physical disability, like always feeling like I was, so that's number two, like is actually having, well, this is a two-parter. The first part is how people perceive me growing up and even now, like in public, okay? People that don't know me. And versus how people on the internet that, in most cases don't know me. Some of you, like some of you do. Like there's different, there's different. I guess there's what I've found over the time on the internet is like there's different levels of access and what people know. And I'm pretty like if you ask me a question, like about my situation, I'm gonna give you a straightforward answer, like how I'm, but like as far as the depth of the conversation that I have with somebody, like I don't, it really depends. And I recently did kind of a just more or less like I guess kind of an audit on those that are closest to me, and then those that are just outside of that, and those that are just outside of that, just to wait, you know, but and for all intents and purposes, like people, a lot of people, again, we're talking about people in day-to-day life that don't know me versus people on the internet that don't really know me. Completely, like, just completely different experience. And on one hand, it's difficult to wrap your mind around, but on the other hand, I'm so grateful that I have the ability to use the tools that I have, because like if you were in my if I was born into my situation 20 years earlier, I just wouldn't have the experience that I have now. Because the thing with having my particular disability, I don't have to share that with anybody. Which, when I talk about how people perceive me in day-to-day life, and this is what, like, this is how I know I'm genuinely confident now, okay? So when I'm out in public, and I've said this before, about nine out of 10 people are cool. They're not even paying attention to what I do. But it's that one person, that one out of 10. And then when you're in places that have like 30, 40, 50, 100 plus people, not as much now with, you know, the pandemic, but like, you know, the percentages are low, but the numbers are high, okay? So like, and people will, sometimes it's just like, it's all in their eyes at first, okay? So you can like, you see how people perceive you. You see pity. You see disgust in some cases. You'll see fear in some cases. Just because you are different from them. And for you guys that have not met me in person, like from the hips down, everything is very tight. I walk in a crouch, and like it's noticeable. And you know, like it is what it is. And from the time that I was a little kid, every time that I walked into a room, this is the first thing everybody noticed about me. And I could always tell by the looks on their face. And, you know, then, so, and that's followed me through everything. That has followed me through school. That has followed me through job interviews. That has followed me through career, like my career. I mentioned that I was in sales for 10 years. You should, like, you know, the sales calls, the first sales calls were always hilarious because people didn't quite know how to take me. And then you would have, like, I still remember, like, there were, because, like, if I'm standing for a long period of time, like, if I'm moving, I'm fine, but, like, just standing still, I get very, like, it's very painful after, like, 2 minutes. But like I remember on sales calls, like people would keep me standing because I'm the sales guy and this is a game of leverage and all that stuff. But anyway, so like just the way people perceive me is one particular way. And honestly, it's this constant feeling of, because I've had people tell me this, you know, that I'm behind, that I'm slow, that I'm you know, just like trying to keep up, like just in general. You know, when I was in college and I worked at the retail store, I had one boss that didn't want me out, like seeing the general public, like literally wanted me back in the stock room, sorting stuff. And that was always my job. Now all of us back then, we rotated. Like sometimes we'd be out on the floor, sometimes we'd be back in the stock room. But every time I worked with this person, like I was back in the stock room. Like I don't know, it was like putting me on my clock tower or something. But like. So like that's the perception. I can go to the grocery this weekend and I'll have this kind of interaction. And what really got me talking about this was because like now when I have the day to day, a lot of the stuff that has come through everything that I do online, it's translated. Like this is how I carry myself now. And this is my when we talk about having genuine confidence, I'm always in situations where this is tested. And are there times where it really gets to me and I get out to my car and I'm pissed off and I just wish people would, Michelle, sorry. But like, and I just wish that people, you know, wouldn't, like, just, like, would understand. Yeah. But, like, in general, it's really cool when somebody looks at me and then I just, like, lock eyes with them and I just, like, I kind of smile. Like, genuinely, like, yep, this is me. And, yeah, this is how I view myself. And, yeah, the look on your face, I'm really thinking has more to do with your perception of not only me, but, like, the world, and very little to do with who I actually am. So, like, and what I tell you guys is when you have genuine confidence, it really does, like, radiate from you. Like, you'll walk into a room and, like, people will gravitate towards you. Like, it's crazy. It's when you really think about it. But the perspective that I have on it is that, one, okay, I've had this way that people have perceived me my entire life. And will continue to do so. But I also have this thing where I started and this followed me in health and fitness. Like, even after I had the certifications and I had worked at the gym and I had I've done, like, couch to 5K, couch to 10K with people. Like, I've had people come up that have been like, well, literally, you know, I've heard about you. I've heard about the stuff that you could do. I saw you in person. I didn't think you could do the stuff that people already told me you could do, but I've watched you in action and you're amazing because you can do the stuff. It's like, keep in mind, like, somebody told you about me and the stuff that I was doing, but then you saw me and you didn't believe I could do what you were told that I could do. But now, for you, because you saw me do it, now I get, like, a seal of approval. Okay. it's honestly just, like, it's the way that life was for me. And every time that I walk into a room, like, that's what people notice. So, like, then this whole thing, like, this whole online thing happened. I don't know when I started doing videos, but videos and podcasts are where I think a lot of the... Like, people just saw me for me. Because that's the thing. As I said, like, if I don't have to put the stuff out about the CP, I could choose not to. And honestly, like, for the first while, that's what I did. Because I mentioned how people look at you, and the eyes are different. Like, it really is a crazy thing to see both sides of it. To whereas... I could be in the grocery store, and I keep mentioning the grocery store because honestly, like, right now with the pandemic, that's pretty much where I'm going. That's about it. But, like, people can see me one way in public, and I literally can be frustrated from that, and I can go out to my car, pop open my Instagram, go to my DMs, and have video replies from people. Because I send a lot of video replies. One, I think it's more personal. And two, like, you know, it's faster than typing a lot of times, but, like, I'll have a video from somebody and just, like, the look on their face because they've seen me, they've gotten a message from me, like, they're happy. There's no pity. Honestly, in some cases, like, they're just, they're floored that they got a video reply. Like, they're happy and it's positive. So, like, you literally go from... There's two different ways that people view you. So, like, when I really started getting into this online stuff... Because, you know, the one thing you hear is that you've got people's online persona and then you've got who they are in real life. And I was like, you know what? This has to be who I am. This is definitely... this is a version of me. This confidence... This being able to thoroughly explain things, and just, like, being able to, like, have a conversation with somebody and, like, kind of see what's going on and being able to explain it fairly clearly. Like, this is the part, like, this is the version. This is the one that I'm going to choose to be the real version. I've had people say stuff to me and will continue to say stuff to me and continue to look at me and continue to, like, try to label me. I'm not buying into that. I spent so many years doing that. And it was another thing that I talked about last night. I was well into my 30s before I really started to see myself any differently than somebody that was just trying to piece it together, that was always running behind, and was not happy at all. To where I've seen both sides of this now, and it just, I have an appreciation for it. So that's really the second thing, is growing up with a physical disability and seeing how people perceive me in day-to-day life, and then how they perceive me online. The third thing, and this is where I get the time is fleeting, time is short. I'm not going to go into the details of, out of respect for people that this person's family. I worked with somebody that was very kind, very vibrant. Actually, very early on, when I was putting together Your Level Fitness, said to me, "You can take on the world. Like, you want to do this, you'll do this." This person, unfortunately, came down with brain cancer. And what it was actually seeing how they handled day-to-day interactions and people saying really just insensitive, disgusting things about them and their situation, on top of like just dealing with the stuff that they were dealing with. Public demeanor didn't change. Was still very kind. Was still very, encouraging to everybody that they came into contact with. But then ultimately this time took 2 years and they were gone. Very young. Very young. Way too young. But gone. And that person's with me all the time. The Pharrell song Happy came out like when, before, I think it was before the cancer. And I tie that song back to this person. And that's why my morning slaylist that I have to kind of get my routine going, it's the first song. Will always remind me that time is fleeting. It's difficult talking about time fleeting right now with so many people struggling. So like it's really, you don't want people to rush through life, but I think we all do want this whole like current situation of the pandemic to like be done. But in general, like tomorrow isn't promised, and you just don't know where things are going to go. So between these three things, I'm lucky. I'm so fortunate. I'm fortunate that I'd been able to actually go through the stuff that I went through and come out of it on the other side, so that like when I talk to people, like I actually, there's some teeth and there's some merit to what I have to say, because I've been there. I'm really thankful. And again, anytime anybody has questions about like what it is I do, or even like my thought process on things, I'll share it with you. I don't mind. Ask a direct question, you're going to get a direct answer. But yeah, I'm very fortunate. And I think, I think when you start thinking about your situation, that it's very easy to minimize what you've been through, because you can absolutely always find things with other people where they're going through something that you're not, and you're like, man, like, that has to be extraordinarily difficult, and you feel for them. But at the same time, don't minimize what you've been through and what you're figuring out, because your situation is your situation. And the truth of the matter is, if people knew what you went through and what you're going through and what you're just getting ready to go through, they'd probably feel the same way about you. That, man, I don't know how this person's doing it. So perspective is a powerful thing. I had a number of messages last night after the live, a number of conversations going, where I was thanked for being vulnerable. And again, I don't know that a live video is necessarily a place where I want to do that on a fairly consistent basis. And this isn't the first time that I've talked about my perspective. This isn't the first time that I've talked about, like, what's really shaped that. I will definitely talk about this stuff again. It was just kind of like the real timiness of it was like, the messages that I got afterwards and the conversations that I had were really worth it. But that was exhausting, honestly. Like, I never, and some of these times when we do the lives, we're on for well over an hour. This was not an hour long, but like, I don't feel like that after I do a live usually. But I was like, I literally, the couch that I recorded them on, I like ended up laying on that couch for like an hour, talking to folks. And like, I was exhausted. And then I went over to bed and pretty much passed out. But yeah, I wanted to give you some, just kind of tie in the whole perspective thing. And this is why, you know, it's crazy to see how things have worked out, which, by the way, they can change tomorrow. They can totally change tomorrow. It could all be gone. So yeah, you keep that in mind too. So that's, you know, when I think back at this, and I do get really emotional when I talk about what the community has turned into, because for a couple of reasons. One, you guys are showing up for each other. Like, there are people that I've seen that I've known of for a long time on Instagram that have had troubles being consistent and really believing in themselves. And you know what? They're doing it right now. And I'm not saying that to single anyone out, because it's not just one person. So that's what I'm talking about. If it was one person, I wouldn't talk about it. But I'm proud of you, because you've hung in and you've done what you can, and it's changing your life. And seeing this, what started out as kind of a theory, because I'm like, you know what? Initially, it would be cool to build a community where everybody's accepted and what they're working on, instead of following a particular plan, because you know how every eating and exercise plan kind of has its own community. Like, what if we have a community where everybody's accepted, but the one unifying thing is that they're personally trying to be consistent with what they're doing, not a perfectionist, but consistent. And then what if we really focus on them building a better relationship with themselves, which then is going to help them support other people that are trying to do the same? And seeing where this has gone is just, it's amazing. I mean, I still remember, and I mentioned this on the live last night, I've had these YLF community shirts for probably 3 years. And for the longest time, it was me and maybe Ange. Ange might have had one. But like, it was me walking around, like, believing that this was gonna be something. Started out as a Facebook group. Still have the Facebook group. I've added people to the Facebook group, especially now that like I've got more people from Instagram on my Facebook, which was an awesome decision, by the way. You guys, like, you show up, you laugh at all my posts, have good conversations in the comments. Love it. But anyway, so the Facebook group is still a thing, but like really seeing where this has gone on Instagram, it's insane. Almost 9,000 posts. Tons of people every day. Every day I'm sharing. And yeah, I realize that, you know, we've got the folks that post every day, which I love that because they're showing up, they're being consistent. I will share that all the time. Jay ends up being the star of my story, man. He usually gets a couple of, because he'll shout me out after the workout. He'll do a couple community tags. Share that all day long. I want you guys to, I mean, I want people to discover those that are working hard and doing what they can and being consistent. So you use the tag, I share it. But seeing where all this is gone, man, like, and where it's going. And again, I totally know 100%. It could all go away tomorrow for a number of different reasons, right? But for now, I'll always be thankful, but in the moment, I'm just enjoying it. I'm enjoying what we're doing. Not slowing down, not, you know, pumping the brakes and or stopping and you know, pausing, but just enjoying it and appreciating it. And I appreciate you for listening to this. Just really kind of unpacking this. This is much of a this episode, much more of kind of like my own personal processing. I do think the most important message for anybody listening to this to apply to their own life is don't minimize your situation and your story. Because I've told you before, I listen to you guys tell me what's going on with you, and I'm like, how does that even happen? Like, how do you hang in with that? How do you continue to push through that? So don't minimize your story. It is what it is. You're doing what you can. And, you know, while there's probably some areas where you feel like you got it really good and you don't really have to try, there's other ones where you're really struggling and people would look at that and be like, man, how is this person doing? Like, how are they doing it? But you're doing it. So yeah. We can talk about this. I'm happy to hear kind of how you're processing things and being comfortable with your situation. Because I'll tell you what, if you can, a lot of people feel guilty about the situation that they're in because they know that there's a lot of people struggling out there. So like, if you're somebody that's feeling guilty about it, I you know, want to hear from you, and I would want to encourage you. If you're somebody that is struggling through some stuff right now, I would just like, again, want to encourage you to continue, like, do what you can, like, do the best that you can, and sometimes, like, hanging on is all you can do, and hanging in. So, like, and then if you have any thoughts on what I've shared personally, I'm happy to talk about it. And so yeah. But anyway, thank you as always for listening. You can either DM me on Instagram, I'm at yourlevelfitness, or you can email me. That is Daryl at yourlevelfitness.com. It is Daryl at yourlevelfitness.com. That's going to be it for today. We're going to go ahead and wrap this up, but I will talk to you guys again real soon.